The 4Ps Radio Training School is sponsored by the Hampshire and Isle of Wight Community Fund. To find out more, go to hiwcf.org.uk.
Hey everyone, I'm Toby and welcome back to another episode of Toby's Tech News. So first in this week's tech news, iOS 17.3 has released and has added stolen device protection for your iPhone. This is done by requiring Face ID, Apple's facial recognition software, to unlock your phone and pay for things, etc., or Touch ID for older models of iPhone with a fingerprint sensor on the home button to unlock your phone and pay for things, etc., by recognizing your fingerprint. For certain actions such as buying things or changing things in your settings on your phone, and adding a delay when you want to change your passcode or your Apple ID password. Apple says this will greatly help in the future prevent of theft. If you would like this feature turned on, you can find it in your settings in Face ID and passcode. Do you think, though, that other companies will instate this kind of feature to prevent theft of their phones too? Additionally, in this week's tech news, Samsung have unveiled its new Samsung S24 lineup at their own branded event, Samsung Unpacked. This lineup includes the brand new S24, S24 Plus with a slightly bigger screen, and the top of the line S24 Ultra with their new better processing chips and cameras and features. These include a new blazing fast quad-core processor. A quad-core processor is a phone component which will greatly increase the phone's performance. A 6-inch AMOLED display. A AMOLED is a type of display which feels smoother, looks sharper, and takes up less battery. And brand new generative AI features built into the phone. Do you reckon Samsung will now take the lead against Apple's iPhone 15s? And finally, for this week's episode of Toby's Tech News, there has been controversy in the tech community about whether we should still continue to pay high prices for film grade and photography grade cameras, as the new iPhone 15 Pro Max and S24 Ultra, with their revolutionary resolution and depth of field, also known as how detailed the photos look, are being constantly compared to studio grade cameras. Do you think that smartphones will become the normal for high grade video and photography? Well, that's it for this week's tech news, but make sure you join me next week for the next episode of Toby's Tech News.